Joined by telephone this morning by Jessica Coates with Midway Extension Service for Russell and Ellsworth Counties. And Jessica, how are you?
I'm good. Eric, how about you?
I'm doing pretty good. Before we get to some of the things that you wanted to talk about, obviously, the closures does remain in effect, at least for the time being, in light of the situation. But I know that people can still reach you even during this time.
Yes, absolutely. Our office phones have been transferred. So if you don't know, one of our cell phones directly, just call the office like normal, and they'll route your call to the appropriate agent. So we're working at home, still able to answer questions and meet the needs of our district.
Well, that is definitely good to know, especially as we get into the spring here. Now, one thing that hasn't stopped, and of course, we're able to go out and exercise as long as we're not in crowds in all this, is Walk Kansas, which, of course, has been going on for several years now.
Yes, yeah, we're excited that, of course, that wasn't canceled. Moving your body, being active can never be canceled. So that started March 15th and will wrap up on May 9th. It's an 8-week health initiative, like you said, that has been around for several years, kind of administered by the state KSRE level. And we have 178 participants in the Midway District this year. So it's pretty exciting. And those participants make up 31 teams. And usually we focus, of course, on getting your minutes of activity in each day, you know, at least 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, and, you know, increasing your fruits and vegetables. But this year we're also focusing on something called the Power Nine. We had some agents and specialists study the Blue Zones last summer, and there are five places in the world where people live the longest, 100 years plus, and they just live healthy lives. It's not like they're 100 years old, you know, just laying in bed, not being able to do anything. Like, these are active, vibrant centenarians. And so I was just going to touch on a couple of those Power Nine things, because one of them is family first, which I'm sure we're all practicing right now. It's just investing in spending time with your family. And they say that can add up to 6 years to your life. So just imagine how much longer everybody stuck at home with their family is going to live.
That's right. And they thought they couldn't pull that off. So, but
yeah, that's right.
Now, you talked about blue zones. These are the areas where people live the longest. I'm kind of curious to know where those areas of the world are.
Sure. Actually, there is one in the United States. It's Loma Linda, California. And then, I'm probably not going to pronounce these right. Nicoya Peninsula in Costa Rica. Sardinia, Italy.
Mm-hmm.
Ikari, Greece, and that's where the specialists and agents, I think there was about eight of them that went for 10 days, 2 weeks last year, and then Okinawa, Japan.
Okay.
It's the fifth one. Yeah. So really neat. A couple other things that they focus on is adding more plants to your diet. You know, I feel like since you're a little kid, your parents are always telling you to eat your vegetables, but it really is proven that more fruits and vegetables on your plate and in your diet can help you be healthier. And also, they live kind of by an 80% rule, where they eat mindfully and stop when they're 80% full instead of stuffing themselves. So a good tip, especially when we're at home, because I know about everybody else, but it's hard to know that I have a cupboard full of food just 5 feet from my dining room table where I've been working, and I could eat all day if I wanted.
And that's definitely comforting to know, especially during these times. Jessica Coates with Midway Extension Service joining us this morning on People in the News. I know that obviously things can't be done in person right now, but I know that you wanted to touch on one class that you were focusing on.
Yeah, we were supposed to have a tractor safety course, I believe this coming weekend. So of course that's been postponed, and they've moved that to an online course. So if you want more information, just call one of our offices and ask for Clint or Craig, and they'll get you the information. And be sure to check out our Facebook page. We've got posts about that, and we're trying to post timely information on there too. But we'd also love to hear from people and find out what they want more information on right now. It's easy to email things out, to post on Facebook, or to do, some sort of video that we could post. Since we can't do face-to-face programming, and, maybe you're stuck at home with your kids, and how do you do that? We've got some great resources for, I think it's called Suddenly in Charge, kids taking care of siblings when they haven't really ever done that before. And so reach out to us with ideas and for resources. And, of course, if you're interested in that tractor safety class, check that out too.
I was going to ask, how is the response going to folks having to contact you on the phone or even online?
From my end, it slowed down. I think those first couple of weeks, we were still getting a lot of phone calls, but I'm sure people have realized that most offices are closed and it seems to dwindle, and which is unfortunate because we're still here to answer your questions and we're still available. We are still working, so feel free to call. It, it's not an inconvenience for anyone to get a call. And for me, I'm still taking Medicare questions and whatever, so if you have things that arise, call, email, Facebook, direct message, whatever. Get a hold of us with your questions and concerns.
All right. Midway Extension Service does not stop, even with everything that's going on. Anything else you'd like to share with us this morning, Jessica?
Just a reminder that we're here to help everybody get through this time. We've got a lot of great resources, so please lean on us and please use us.
All right. Appreciate your joining us this morning with this update.
Yeah. Thanks, Eric.